Hello and welcome back. Today I'm going to be talking about how to maintain a healthy lifestyle during the holidays, right? And this is more so a perspective shift rather than something that's really prescriptive. Now, there are so many healthier lifestyle plans out there. I work for one of them myself. It's called Holist, and we have our own plans and all of that that we follow and our clients follow, and it gives them results. Holist will be in the show notes. But what I want to talk about, though, is whatever plan you're on, Holist or not Holist, right? Although I recommend Holist, of course. If you change your perspective about food and the holidays, then you will be able to create a healthier lifestyle for yourself. And I'm just going to share three, I'm going to just call them points to ponder about, you know, eating healthier and maintaining a healthy lifestyle during the holidays. So first of all, let me share a story. I remember when I used to be an outpatient and I would be, you know, counseling people on healthy lifestyle, etc., because that's one of the things I believe in. Not just medicine for everything. A lot of times we should let our food be our medicine. And as a doctor, I bumped up against this all the time. As Thanksgiving approached, it would be, but doc, the holidays. So in people's minds, the minute Thanksgiving hit was permission to just eat whatever you like and not exercise, not take care of your health, basically just, you know, grub all day long, stuffing our faces, etc. But the perspective shift here is to remember that there are really only three holidays, and if you work in the US it's even worse because they don't even give you those days off. There's Thanksgiving, the day, right? There's Black Friday. People don't even get that off. So you have your Thanksgiving meal and you back at work the next day. There's Christmas, the day. You'll have your Christmas meal and you'll be back at work the next day. There's New Year's Day, the day, right? So now, I'm going to say that if on 3 days out of, you know, 8 weeks you eat so-called quote-unquote badly, 3 days out of 2 months, then it's not going to derail you from your health goals. So let's say you pig out on Thanksgiving, on Christmas and New Year. Those are actually just 3 days. This is not the whole 6 week of the holidays. You know, there are like three public holidays and all of that anyway. So you get to eat healthy and maintain your healthy lifestyle, exercise, etc., even though on those 3 days you might be like, yeah, you know what, I'll let my hair down. 3 days out of 2 months. But what people do is when we give ourselves permission to say, oh, it's the holidays, then now everything that comes by, we start stuffing our face with it. And that's why people gain all these pounds over the holidays that become progressively harder to lose year in, year out. Because as we get older, it becomes harder to maintain a healthy weight. That's just the truth. And you have to work a little harder. So, I mean, when I was 17, I would eat cookies and drink Coca-Cola like all the time, and I was as skinny as a rake. But I would not dare do that now that I'm 46. So with that realization, it's only really 3 days, then you get to plan for the other days how you can eat healthier and live a healthier lifestyle. Number two, the second thing is to remember that for almost everything under the sun, there's a healthier substitute. You may have to look a little harder. It may cost a little bit more money. But if you look at it like this, it's better to spend money buying healthy food than spend money buying medicine for a problem that was caused by eating unhealthy. Do the math. right? There are healthier substitutes for almost everything that you want to make or eat or whatever. And if you look hard enough, especially if you live in the United States or the UK, if you look hard enough, you can find healthier options to indulge in. Speaking of healthier options, the other day I was sharing with one of my friends about, oh, on Thanksgiving, you know, I had my green bean casserole, I had my salad, I had some ham. And she said, green bean casserole, that's a bit unusual for people of color. I said, oh, this whole thing started when I wanted to have healthier options on the table at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I walked into a store and I found this, it's a prepared side that you just bring home and, you know, put in the oven. And it was a green bean casserole and I liked it. And now green bean casserole has become something of a staple. So, you know, talking about healthy options, you can look around and find those. Okay, so the last point to ponder is this. Okay, if the holidays are always going to be with us anyway, we have to be the ones to take ourselves out of that cycle of, you know, sort of binge eating the last 6 weeks of the year and just eating anything, and then at the beginning of the year full of guilt and remorse, and then running into the gym where we spent 2 weeks and then we run back out again saying, oh, it doesn't work, I'm not losing any weight. And you kind of have to break that cycle. If that's you have to stop yourself in your tracks at some point and decide, okay, holidays or no holidays, I'm going to find something that is healthy, that's sustainable, that will work for me. And, you know, like I said, Holist has worked for me for the last 5 years plus. And it's worked for our clients. And I'll leave it in the show notes if you want to have a look and, you know, explore Holist. But just, you know, remember, there are 3 days, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's. There are healthy substitutes for almost everything. And since the holidays are always going to be with us, we can't afford to keep going through these cycles back and forth again and again and again. Rather, we need to learn to manage our own selves during those 6 weeks of the year that so often can make or break us. So, that's it from me for now. I promise that this is going to be a short one. And I will, as usual, see you next time.